when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, all you precious Blood River Radio family out there. I hope you hang on. Hope you got asbestos in your pants tonight. Hope you're wearing your asbestos underwear. This is going to be one hell of a nice show. Before we bring the guest on, and before we do the prayer, well, let me give you the prayer first. I'm really wound up today, people. I really am. But let me calm down a little bit. I'm really flying high. You're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and we are proudly syndicated by Liberty News Radio, syndicated all over the country, anywhere you can pick up radio. That's where we're syndicated. We are a Christian radio show, as you well know. If you listen to this program any at all, if you're just tuning in, never forget this is a Christian radio program. And we always start with a prayer. So if you will, bow your heads just for a second. Almighty Father, thank you so much. I cannot thank you enough, God, for bringing me through all the trials and travails that you've brought me through. Every crisis, every low crisis you have, every injury to people in life, if you will stop, oh Lord, if we will stop and search our hearts, we will know. I believe in my heart, Lord, that you're trying to bring us back to you. You put crises in our Lord and in our way, painful experiences in our way, to make us grow. To overcome them. It's like exercising a muscle. If you don't exercise the muscle with stress and heavy exercise, it will not get bigger or stronger. So, Lord, these heavy experiences in life make us stronger. And I'd like to thank you so much for that, Lord. Lord, I'd like to thank you so much for all of our precious, loyal Blood River Radio family that's keeping us supported here. So, Lord, so they keep us on the air to fight that enemy, to fight that deadly enemy. It's the same little enemy. The children, their father, the sons of the devil, the Jew. And you know what? Almost as equally poisonous, as equally deadly as they are, as maybe even more so, is the apostate church, oh Lord. That's who we fight against. And Lord, I ask you to continue to give us the strength to fight this devil, and never let us cease, never let us even hesitate to ride to the sound of the gunfire. Always let us ride with our swords pulled, sharpened, and ready to kick butt and cut heads of the devil. I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. People, before we bring our guest on, I think it's time I reiterate the purpose for Blood River Radio. We tried to put on a great product here. Because you have to be interesting. You have to have a certain amount of entertainment in a program or people won't listen. But people never forget, that's not the purpose for Blood River Radio. That's not why we work and strive hours on end each week and work our asses off to get money for airtime. That's not why we do it. We do it to bring people's attention to the never-ending program of global white genocide. Everything we do, every story we carry, we try to make it land a point and bring your attention to that global white genocide. Now, don't make any mistakes whatsoever. It's in full speed right now. And people, our numbers, white people worldwide, we're so few and we're losing more every day. For instance, in the lower 48 states of the United States, I think something like 38, 39 states in the lower 48, the death rate of white people has exceeded the birth rate. Every white nation of the world is under attack. Our borders are torn asunder. Non-whites pouring in here in the United States, big time. I don't care what they tell you about, you know, Trump sending all these people out. It may be, but there's more coming in. We'll never get rid of all of them. If you look at Western Europe, where we came from, where our seas came from, it's overrun. Make no mistake, there will be no peaceful way out of this, people. Sooner or later, with all of our glorious speeches and our flowery talk and our political shenanigans, we vote for this guy and that guy, sooner or later, whether or not we survive as a white race, it's going to come down to our white men in this country. Do we have the balls? Do we have the guts? Do we have the internal, the fortitude? Do we have what it takes to get in the streets, to do what it takes, to take our government back, to take our world back? That's what it's going to come down to. We're not going to vote our way out of this. We only one way, and I'll try to wind this up. So we got some guests to bring on here. And I've said this before, look at what our Jewish brethren did. Look what they've done. Look what they did in Russia, where they killed. That's right, people. They didn't vote the Russians out in Ukraine with the Holodomor. They starved them out. They starved from 6 to 12 million Ukrainians out. They were eating their own kids. They killed, Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, a lowball estimate, 66 million white Christians. Probably 100 million was closer. That's what they did. They killed them, people. They didn't vote them out. So we, you know what? In the end, we're going to have to follow their damn example. It's either them or us. Now, never make a mistake about that. That's the whole purpose of Blood River Radio, is to bring your attention to the global white genocide, and so we can also get our asses out in the street and do something about it. Now, that's it. I just want you to know that. I want to put their stamp. That's what Blood River Radio is all about. Now, we're getting ready to bring on our precious brother, Tennessee Ben. Tennessee Ben's going to take over the rest of the show. I almost forgot the outline. It's going to be Tennessee Ben and Peter from Return to the Land in Arkansas. We're bringing him on. We've got to get his number to our supporter just a minute. Excuse me, our producer. And then we're going to bring on the bottom of the hour sometime. We'll bring on Jason Robb. Second hour is going to be Jason and Paul Fromm. Third hour will be Gene the Bitter Ender. So much from that. I hope I didn't alarm y'all too much or make you think we're going overboard, but I'm really wound up today. I've seen the news, and it's just not good. Anyway, so how you doing today, Tennessee Ben?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm getting out here enjoying a beverage and watching the rain.
Well, we had some rain earlier today, earlier this morning, but it's gone now. Well, listen, brother, I'm going to hand the reins over to you for a second. I've got to get a number to our guest. My show plan, for some reason, did not get to our producer, so I've got to send her the number. She's going to bring in Ben. So you go ahead she's going to bring in Peter. So you go ahead and pick up the gauntlet, carry on. We got about 2 minutes for the break. And meanwhile, we're going to get Peter. We'll get Peter on the line in just a second. But go ahead, Tennessee Ben. Tell the people what we're going to be doing.
Well, I guess just a quick kind of recap of what we're going to be going over is we've been able to get a hold of Peter from Return to the Land, and we're just going to find out, you know, a little bit about their organization, what their intentions are, and where they'd like to see themselves, and just get a background on them and get their message out there to the rest of everyone else. Hopefully here near future, we can see more programs like this come around, more people get out and start communities that are faith-based and race-based to take over small communities and small towns.
I'm going to chip in there before we'll bring Peter on in a minute. That's great. That's all good and great. But if you look what's happening in, for instance, Russia, they're never going to leave them alone. They have like their own little return to the land. In the South, here, and I used to be big time with the League of the South. There is no League of the South anymore. And I've told Dr. Hill, we're kidding ourselves if we think we can have a South or any other area and be left alone. They're never going to leave us alone. We're going to be wherever we are, and I'm not trying to pull the rug out from any guests or anybody else, but sooner or later, we will have to be able to defend our land with the rifle, with the bayonet, with rocks, whatever. We'll have to defend it, because they're going, no matter where we go, no matter where white people go, That's happened before up there with the Zinc, with the Pastor Rob and them. The Antifa and the BLM came after them about 3-4 years ago, and a bunch of good old boys standing out there with shotguns and ARs, what have you, convinced them damn Jews and BLM, and they might not be too healthy coming down there for them. But sooner or later, my point is, I'm going to shut up now. Sooner or later, we will have to mount bayonets, so to speak. We'll have to defend what's ours, and I'm shutting the hell up and going back to you take over from now the rest of this hour, Tennessee Ben. Oh, we got to go to a break. Sorry I ate up that whole segment. We'll come right back, folks, just a second.
Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I want to thank you so much for having me on. Thank you so much for supporting us. I really do. Oh, by the way, I forgot to name the donors, y'all. Here we are. I'm ready for battle today, y'all. But anyway, we couldn't stay on the air with our donors. And who are some of our donors? Who are the ones that contributed this last week? Two of them just came in the mail today. As a matter of fact, there's a little card that I want to read. Pardon me, Tennessee Ben. I'm going to take off reading these donors. We had Precious Miss Buddy. She's the most precious lady in the world. She was she'll be Miss Buddy till the day I die. She was married to Mr. Buddy Kirtland. And Mr. Kirtland always supported us, and Miss Buddy is carry on the tradition. We also have my little sister, Janice Hamblin. She belongs to Rich Hamblin, a.k.a. the Bitter Wonder, up there in Gallatin, Tennessee. And she supports us like clockwork, just like Miss Buddy. And we have Ken, Big Ben Ken of Lynbrook. Golly, Moses, that guy, bless his heart. I wish I could meet him someday. I really do. Maybe I'll get to, hopefully. But I would like to thank those so much. And Jay-Z. We'll be around Jay-Z of Blood River Radio Zone, AZ. Got another mother Vietnam brother, Purple Heart wounded, up close and personal with the VC to prove it. Jim of Washington State. And Biscuit of, down there in Florida. Man, what could we get along without him? And, you know, also Will, a new guy, my brother Will from Texas. Will sent this card. This came to the post office box today. He says, Eddie, I pray the Lord blesses this small donation 1,000 times over, and it will. I will, Brother Will. Thank you for your service to our people, your Brother Will. And people, I'll thank you so much, y'all, because we could not be on the air. And right now, I think we have Peter is here, Miss Teenage America said. Peter, how you doing tonight, brother?
Pretty good. Just finishing up one of those Arkansas summers.
Well, I tell you what, it gets pretty hot over in Arkansas. My grandparents on my mother's side, they're buried in Mark Tree, Arkansas. That's way down south of you, southeast. That'd be southeast of where you are. But they're in that delta, Mississippi River, St. Francis River Delta. I've been told that topsoil is 20 feet deep over there. I mean, I'll shut up after I say this. I have an aunt. She was a city girl, but she married my brother. She married my uncle, who grew up over there in Arkansas. My grandparents had 6 kids. They were all sharecropper families. And she go over there. She said, she called Arkansas. She said all it was good for was ticks and mosquitoes and heat. Well, she was an old city girl. Well, anyway, I'm going to shut up. And Peter is here. I'll let you tell who you are, who you're from, and why you're here. And also, Tennessee Ben, so he's going to carry this interview. Tennessee Ben, go ahead, if you will, because you landed this guy. Introduce Peter again, and let Peter tell us what we're going to do, and you guys get it going. So go ahead, Ben.
Well, first off, Peter, I'd like to welcome you to the Blood River Radio. We don't normally call it a show because it's more for just getting information out, but glad to have you on here, and to the listeners, Peter is from Return to the Land, and we'd just like to learn a little bit about you guys and see what your goals are. So take it away, Peter.
Yeah, well, yeah, Return to the Land, it's I guess it's been on the news a lot lately, so people have kind of heard about it, but they do a pretty good job of explaining not what we are. I guess a couple years ago now, I decided the Ozark was a great place to live in. I grew up in the Northeast, which is a hotbed of modernity and liberalism and all that, and cost of living is insanely expensive, and the Northeast is changing a lot, and it's not really a good place to raise a family anymore. So, you know, searching around the country, trying to find what's the best area to live, what state has the best homeschooling laws, and what state has the best self-defense laws and the best demographics and all that, and you know, sort of like deep red state America, flyover country, fits the bill in a lot of ways. And the Ozarks also had very affordable land, so got together with a group of people, and in a couple of years ago in Missouri, southern Missouri, and with the Arvol and a few others, like 10-15 guys, and we thought maybe we would buy some land together. So we came up with this framework. We decided, well, we need to start an association to own this land together, to legitimize it and also serve a lot of other purposes. So we started a private association called Return to the Land. And once we sort of declared that into existence and became members, then we decided to buy a piece of land together. We formed a corporation to own the land in a kind of a land cooperative kind of way. And then after that, it just kind of took off. A lot of people were interested. Now it's a nationwide organization. Hundreds of people were starting to set up local chapters. Our main goals are obviously, you know, preserving European heritage and European people, like sort of like the American way of life, and promoting traditional values. Like most people and all people in Return to the Land are going to be for traditional marriage, one man and one woman. They're generally going to be against abortion and a lot of the other sort of modern degenerate stuff that's going on today. And so, yeah, it's been an interesting ride.
Yeah. I was going to say, I've seen a lot of you guys and online lately, and you guys are blowing up on TikTok, which is crazy. I joke with Eddie that TikTok is going to be the new white nationalist propaganda tool because of the amount of far right stuff that's getting out there on TikTok and pushed, and it's just I call it beautiful. It's just beautiful to see it out there, and really excited about what you guys got going on up there.
It's funny because we don't even really have a TikTok account yet, you know, but people are posting about us on TikTok, so that's great.
Oh yeah, it's all over. And of course, I'm I might have my algorithms all messed up, but I see probably one post a week, if not three a week, about your organization. And it's really awesome. I'm glad we were able to get in touch with you guys and, you know, get it rolling. What is the your religious standpoint with the organization and the directions you'd like to see that go?
Well, in terms of religion, we take sort of a hands-off approach, because one of the biggest issues in the movement nowadays is religious infighting. Everyone has their own religion, and they all think all the other religions are wrong, and they all want to fight about it. And particularly, there's a lot of Christians and there's a lot of pagans. And so, and there's other stuff too. So generally, there are a few religions that's kind of on our blacklist, you know, that we don't allow in the organization. But aside from that, we don't have a specific standpoint. We just, our only rule is to not fight about religion in our online groups, in our events. People aren't supposed to make it a big deal. But aside from that, yeah, we realized it wasn't really a very good idea to create even more division on that topic.
That's wise. Got to keep it pro-white and less it, you know, take the general cause and take with what you have.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that say they're pro-right, and then they say, well, in order to be pro-white, you have to also be this particular religion. You have to be against this other religion. We see a lot of that, especially on Twitter. There's a lot of sort of bad actors with anonymous profile pictures, and you don't really know who they are, but they're always posting that kind of thing, and it's really divisive, and we realize that's not really the path that we want to take. So, but we do expect people to have a religion and to be moral people.
Oh yeah.
We just don't want to like pigeonhole them into something or start crusading against some religion or something.
Yeah, that's understandable. What would you say would be like, say, 20-year goal for you guys? Where do you see yourself?
Well, I mean, 20 years is a long time. I would certainly hope that we still exist as an organization then. And if we do, I hope that we would have a lot of communities around the country. Really, things are getting so bad in the United States and Europe. I think that there's going to be a lot of changes in the coming decade that are even beyond what RTTL can even accomplish. I think what we're doing is great, but I also think it's kind of like a band-aid, and it's something that we shouldn't have to do, but we're doing it because right now we really do have to. So we have to form these communities and rural areas, these sort of pro-white communities of people who share the same views and ideas, to sort of shield ourselves and protect our children from all this stuff that's going on in the world around us. Hopefully, you know, in 20 years, if all those problems aren't solved, then I certainly hope that we'll basically have founded a sort of a massive intentional community and movement where people figure out a way to have their own nations and their own sort of micro states without, if the politicians don't want to solve the problems, then I think we can do it this way. But
yes, I like that. Do you guys get on board with the sovereign citizen side of stuff, or is that kind of the gray area that you try to weed out? I guess these are kind of random and very, I guess you could say, questions that you'd ask somebody that you just fresh meet. And I'm trying to think of all the topics that people are going to be like, well, if I'm a sovereign citizen, you know, am I going to fit in out there, or, you know, figure out the stances on different directions you guys take it?
Yeah, they're good questions. And there's a lot of different groups out there. So in terms of specifically the sovereign citizen movement, we're a little bit cautious. I mean, we certainly allow people in that movement to join and everything. We have no problem with it. But we do draw the line where, because obviously there is a legal system that behaves in a certain way, and we don't want to do anything that would cause us to be called an unlawful organization by a judge and, you know, sort of get cases decided against us. So we draw the line where every once in a while there's a sovereign citizen movement person that joins our group and joins our chat. And immediately just starts telling everybody that...
Peter, hold that thought, brother. We have to go to our first break. Excuse me, our second break. Bottom of the hour break. Be right back, folks. This is going to be a long break, about 4 minutes. You need to get some coffee or something. You got plenty of time. But don't be late coming back.
How would you like to help this program reach more people and earn silver at the same time? Call or text 801-669-2211 for complete details.
News this hour from Town Hall, I'm Mary Rose. As it widens military operations, Israel is calling on Gaza City residents facing famine to leave.
Despite the bombardment, many Palestinians say they won't leave. Aid groups warn a large-scale evacuation could worsen the humanitarian crisis, which includes famine. In Jerusalem, widespread protests among Israelis who fear the offensive will endanger hostages. There are 48, 20 of them believed by Israel to be alive. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. immigration officials staged a large-scale raid at a Hyundai factory in Georgia with 475 people detained.
Homeland Security Investigation Special Agent in Charge, Stephen Schrank, said that the majority of the people detained were from South Korea.
This operation underscores our commitment to protecting jobs for Georgians and Americans, ensuring a level playing field for businesses that comply with the law.
He said the detained workers were part of a network of subcontractors and that the employees worked for a variety of different companies on the site. Hyundai Motor Group is South Korea's biggest automaker and began making electric vehicles a year ago at the $7.6 billion plant. It employs about 1,200 people. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
President Trump has signed an executive order to rename the Department of Defense as the Department of War.
This name change is not just about renaming, it's about restoring. Words matter. It's restoring, as you've guided us to, Mr. President, restoring the warrior ethos.
Federal health officials say a salmonella outbreak linked to certain home delivery meals for metabolic meals has sickened over a dozen people and hospitalized seven in 10 states. The meals were made and delivered by the Metabolic Meals Company during the week of July 28th. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Summer is all about making great memories. Boy, I love getting out on the boat. I admit that one of my little joys in life is to get on a boat and ride around on Tampa Bay. But if you're living with pain, those future memories can be stolen from you. Here's a thought. Try Relief Factor. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula made of natural ingredients. The best part of all, Relief Factor never masks the pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it for good. Whether it's doing what I do, whether it's kayaking on a lake, running around with the little ones, or just chilling in the hammock with a good book, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of the things you love all summer long. So if you're ready to reclaim your summer and make some amazing memories, head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Do it now and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That number again, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR as hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips, anytime, anywhere. Join us at LibertyNewsRadio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. LibertyNewsRadio.com.
Blood River Radio family, thank you so much. In case you're just tuning in, we have Tennessee Ben. He's on, and we are interviewing this fellow named Peter. Peter, what is your last name? I didn't get that.
Siri.
Siri. Oh, okay. That's great. That sounds like an Italian name. And we have Peter Siri home, and Tennessee Ben is interviewing him, and he's from a group called, I think, Return to the Land. So anyway, I'm going to shut the hell up and go back. Yep. Go ahead, Tennessee Ben, and continue the interview, son.
Well, as Eddie said, we have Peter on here from Return to the Land, and right before we went to break, we were talking about the sovereign citizens and their take on them. So go right ahead, Peter, and pick up where you left off.
Yeah, so we got some people in Return to the Land that would consider themselves part of that movement, whether by that name or another name, and it's, you know, we're respecting of a lot of different views, but we do draw the line if they come into our online groups and start telling other members that they should drive around without license plate insurance tags, because they have a theory that if it's for private transport isn't subject to all the statutes about motor vehicle registration and stuff. So there's all kinds of YouTube videos of these people getting pulled over by cops and they don't have tags, or they have a tag that says this vehicle is not for hire, and they say, you don't have jurisdiction over me, you have to prove that you have jurisdiction, this is under common law, da 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 da, the whole spiel. So if somebody is in our chat room telling people to break the law, that's when we basically just have to kick them out, because we don't permit that kind of thing. But, you know, if you have those kinds of beliefs and you kind of keep them to yourself and don't tell the people to break the law, then it's not really a big deal for us. And there's different degrees of sovereign citizen people. There's ones who go all the way and actually drive around without any tags all the time until they get arrested for it. And then there's ones who kind of have some of those beliefs, but they don't go all the way, and they just think it would be cool in the future to have a way to get around all the laws. I don't agree with that, but, you know.
I'm on the same page with you with that. I drive about 100,000 miles a year doing handyman work, and I tell you, the amount of people out there that don't have insurance, it's scary. And I'd hope if you drive me, you got it, because it'll mess you up in a hurry. Going back on what you had said earlier about the Band-Aid effect, and as Eddie was mentioning on the break, once the Band-Aid's, you know, worn out and gets ripped off, what do you see where do you see the group going, and what are you hoping to see?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of when you say the Band-Aid gets ripped off, are we talking like full-blown apocalyptic conditions, or what exactly does that entail? Because it could go a lot of different ways.
It could. Well, let's just say worst case, full-blown apocalyptic.
Yeah, I mean, I think that our approach can weather a lot of different conditions. It can weather, because, you know, our focus right now is starting neighborhoods or communities in deep rural areas. We're not within a close distance of a lot of these liberal cities that got torn apart and burned down by BLM riots a few years ago. So when things get really bad in a lot of metropolitan areas, they're not going to be that bad in deep red state America. So I think that if things get really bad, we can still basically continue doing what we're doing, although it might be a little bit less comfortable. I think that there's other groups in our space that are a bit more like, you know, a bit more like, I don't want to say militaristic, but the people that do more of the training and the protesting and the, you know, that kind of thing, and they have more of that image, like the MMA clubs, like Active Clubs and NSC and all that. You know, those are great organizations.
Yeah.
And, you know, Patriot Front, they do a lot of marching and protesting in the cities and stuff. I think if things get bad, those types of organizations will be more addressing those problems. And us, not that we're wimps, because we have a lot of members who are also in those organizations, but our focus is more on just, you know, starting communities in the rural areas to survive whatever might happen. In a way, you could call it like a survivalist or prepper approach, like, our goal is not to go into the cities and do a whole bunch of stuff and fight and take over the government and that kind of thing. There's other groups that could probably do that very well if it became necessary. But, you know, I think we can weather whatever happens out here in the boondocks pretty well.
Good
approach. I have a quick question.
Go for it, Eddie.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, Peter, I've seen where I know you're fully aware of it because you're the brunt of the attack. I've seen where these blacks, mostly blacks, and some of the woke whites, anti-self-hating whites, have been howling to the moon, screaming just bloody hell, how racist you are, and for wanting to get off and be by yourself, to get away from these blacks, some of these animalistic blacks, and to get where you can be have an area where you can live in peace without having to be called a racist, a white supremacist, and put up with all kind of crime. I know you're aware of that, and I think the governor in even either Arkansas or Missouri has even come down and tried to seek the attorney general on you guys. First of all, I guess it's a rhetorical question. How do you answer these blacks that are howling to the moon? They're constantly complaining about, I'll preface it with this statement, they're constantly 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, talking about how white people are the root of all evil. They're the cause of every bad thing on earth. They're Satan incarnate. But yet when you get away from them, they're raising hell about it. For one thing, they probably know, they have a parasitic relationship, with people. But anyway, how are you dealing with the criticism of all these, blacks? You might not even pay any attention, but, with the attorney general and the governor of the state, that's altogether a different problem. Have you had to deal with that, Peter?
Well, frankly, I don't really care what they have to say. I mean, yeah, they're screaming nonstop. They're sending us all kinds of threats. They're whining and seething constantly on the internet, and I don't really care. But I do care that they have tried to sort of stick the government on us, and they haven't really been successful as of yet, because obviously when they complain about us to, like, the Attorney General and the Fair Housing Commission and other groups and the governor, they're going to issue, like, a boilerplate response, like, oh, you know, we condemn this group because racism has no place in Arkansas. This kind of, like, gay statement that they just feel like they have to say. And then they looked into it, and the attorney general basically, he said after a preliminary review, they haven't really found anything they were doing that's illegal. And the Fair Housing Commission found the same thing. They didn't really find anything that was explicitly illegal. So you had a lot of sort of lefties there was a lot of Jews that were talking about this in the media and on Reddit. And
no,
they were
kidding.
All assuming that what we were doing, believe it or not, they were all assuming that what we were doing was illegal, and they wanted it to be illegal so bad that they just said it was horrifically illegal. The government better do something about it. And when the government even looked, because we were very careful about what we're doing from a legal standpoint, and they looked into it, and yeah, I mean, certainly if we were doing this in a blue state, they could throw the book at us and make up a whole bunch of stuff. But fortunately, this is Arkansas. They didn't feel the need to do that. And also, a lot of people in Arkansas and Missouri and other Tennessee, a lot of people support us. And they were leaving comments on the Arkansas Attorney General's Twitter page, like dozens and dozens of comments, you know, excoriating him for daring to go after him. Like, can't you just let those people live in peace, you know?
Speaking of that, do you have a website? Is there any way people could support you? Do you have an attorney available? And if so, how much does it cost you? And is there any way that people with the Web Radio audience could like to maybe contribute to your attorney fees? You probably have an attorney available. You have an attorney. A retainer. There you go. Is there any way we could support you? Do you have something online in that way that people can send in money? Or?
Yeah, we have four or five attorneys working for us right now. We're in sort of like a strategic planning phase right now where we want to make sure everything is done really well with a lot of legal research. So if they do decide to sue us or something, it's not gonna be easy for them. But we do have a legal fund. We're only able to afford that many lawyers right now because we've had a legal fund. It's at returntotheland.org/donate, or you could just go to returntotheland.org and click donate at the top. And one of the several fundraisers on that page is the legal fund. And so we raised a fair amount of money in that legal fund. But as you know, lawyers are expensive. So we might pay a $1,000 to $2,000 retainer just to get him started, and then he's going to charge between $300 and $600 an hour for the research and other stuff that he does. So if I talk on the phone with a lawyer for half an hour, that's going to be, sometimes they have another person on their team as well because they both need to be on the phone call. We've just spent $300. I mean, he does 5 hours of work for us. That's, you know, $1,500 to $2,500 plus. So we do need more legal donations. And the best part about this is the research we're doing is not just going to benefit Return to the Land. It's going to benefit anybody who's trying to do intentional communities, anyone who wants to live among white people, basically. It's gonna, and we're working with organizations, other organizations too. We have sort of like working alliances with other groups in our space. And there's another group that's similar to us that we're actually starting to share our legal research now. So it's going really well, but yeah, we need donations to keep that going.
Well, Peter, before we go to break, I'd just like to tell people, we're a sad state of affairs here in the United States of America. You have to have a damn team of lawyers who just want to go out and live by yourself on your own piece of land to get away from these feral blacks and these Antichrist Jews. We'll be right back. This is the last segment of First Hour. We'll be right back in just a second. So you don't have much time. If you have to use the bathroom, please, you need to get back within a minute and a half. Be right back.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood Radio family, thank you for holding on. In case you're just tuning in, we have Tennessee Ben, who has gotten Peter. I didn't get his name, Peter. Anyway, we have Peter on for Return of the Land. And we've been talking the last couple of minutes about some legal questions. So it just so happens we have an attorney on here from that part of the country. He's from Arkansas. You know him very well. We call him my spirit son, Jason Robb. Jason's coming on, and he's going to answer a few questions, legal questions. And this is kind of, I'm not a lawyer, so I'll have to get Jason to say, you know, to give a disclaimer, this isn't good in court or whatever, you know, it depends on which state you're in, but we're going to ask him some questions about the return of the land, and everything we're saying on this program, just like Peter pointed out, we're doing work, breaking ground for all you other people out there that might want to get some land and just live out by themselves and not be hounded, not be attacked and raped and pillaged and burned by a bunch of feral black animals. So everything that they're doing, that Peter's doing, his organization is, like he said, is beneficial to everyone. So anyway, with that said, Jason and Rob, how you doing? How you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm doing very well. Just got done coming back from our church. So I was able to listen for last
about 20, 25 minutes of the show. It's going really well. Ben's doing a good job. It's good to hear Peter describing his group and what they're doing. And so I've just been enjoying just sitting here listening.
Well, I appreciate it. We wanted to get you a little earlier. Like they say, we fly by the seat of our pants. We got him on just a few minutes late. Lizzie couldn't get him right off the bat, so we run just a few minutes, few steps behind. That's quite all right. So, Peter, this is attorney. You said attorney at law, Jason Rob, my spirit son, from up there in your home state of Arkansas. So, if you will, not just so much for your benefit, of course, for your benefit and your men, but with a bit of benefit of white people in general, ask some questions, even if they're rhetorical, to our attorney who's on the air right now, and he can give all the disclaimers he needs to give. He knows them far more than I do because he's the lawyer, not me. So go ahead, Peter. Any questions you have for our lawyer who's on the line right now? You said you knew him, Jason Robb. Go ahead, Peter.
Hey, Jason. How's it going? So
Doing great.
Nice. So, yeah, I guess in a general sense, a lot of people have heard on the news all the stuff about return to the land, and there was the attorney general made their comment in Arkansas, and the Fair Housing Commission made their comment, and both of them later they did their preliminary research, and they came out and said, oh, we didn't really find anything obviously illegal that they were doing, and ever since then we haven't gotten a single letter from the government. As a lawyer, right, so what's your take on that whole, like, the government gives their boilerplate statement, they do a little bit of research, they don't find anything. Do you think the current public pressure is going to make them, like, really keep on investigating us and come up with something, or do you think they're just kind of like, not to ask you to speculate, but hey,
right,
maybe you can speculate a little bit on that?
Yeah, well, I think you're correct. I mean, obviously there's a lot of pressure that's been put on out by the public, those that hate our race, and any time that there's white people trying to associate with each other, there's going to be a backlash from our enemies. And so the fact that there was that pressure, and you have the Attorney General of Arkansas who did their preliminary investigation, and the Fair Housing Commission, they've looked into it. And in fact, when they said that there's no one, you guys are not breaking the law, like you said, you started the organization looking to the statutes, what the law says and what you can and cannot do, and you're going by the books. And so I think they realized that if you were doing something illegal, they definitely would be filing a petition against you. They would be trying to send you a cease and desist and try and break up the organization. But the fact that you're doing everything according to Arkansas law, that's been a benefit. And I think, as far as, could they actually ever file anything? I always tell people, you never can prevent the government from trying to file something against you. A lot of times, as we well aware, when you're in this fight, you're going to have the government trying to, file to cause harm to organizations and stuff like that. But the fact that they initially have already investigated and said you're not breaking the law, I think they know that there's not much they can do. And so what they're basically going to do is say, yeah, we're going to continue to investigate, which basically means there's really nothing that we can do, but we're just going to monitor that situation. And that's really just kind of giving lip service to our enemies to kind of appease them that, hey, we're going to do what we can, but right now there's nothing much they can do. And so I think what you're going to see is I think ultimately here in a month or two, I think it's going to start dying down as far as the pressure from the enemy. I think they're going to realize it's not really much they can do, and they're going to go away. We've seen that over the years, with our organization and with our church up here in Harrison, that there's always that clamor of the opposition, and eventually they just kind of die down and do something else. So I think that's what's going to happen in your area. I think that's going to calm down. The question that I always ask, or people have asked me about the return of the land, is how is that going to affect people, the organizations maybe in Tennessee and Texas or Missouri? And obviously I'm not licensed in those states, so the statutes may be different. And so the bit of advice I can say is, you know, always go according to what the statute says, because that's the quickest way that they're going to try to destroy an organization or an idea like the Return of the Land is trying to see if there's something they can do to show that you're violating a statute. Because they definitely want to, yeah, so they definitely want to judge. So that's the biggest thing is, you know, whatever states, you know, you're looking to go into, definitely make sure that you're going according to the statute.
No, Jason, I have a quick question. And this, you may not know it because it was pretty much before your time, but there was, I think it was a Butler was his last name. They had, I don't know, I don't think it was a Klan. It was a whites, rights, like the Jews would call us neo-Nazis, I think in Idaho, and they had their compound, had a compound up there. And the government wind up.
Yeah, you had Aryan Nations up there in Idaho. They had
Aryan Nations, there you go.
Yeah, the Northwest Imperative, which basically back in the 80s and early 90s, there was a focus of white people moving to the Northwest because it was heavily a white population there. And, of course, you know, we've been in the Ozarks here since the early 70s. You got groups in Missouri, Tennessee. So there's been always people trying to go back to the rural areas to maintain that culture. And the Return of the Land is doing the exact same thing. They're basically saying, hey, we want to maintain our culture. We want to continue with our heritage and culture. And so whenever people try to do that, there's always going to be an attack by our enemies. And so that's just when you're in this you know, racial fight, you're always going to have that.
Do they get the Aryan Nations because of when you once again, you were really young when that happened. I wonder if any of their members got accused or allegedly committed some kind of a violent crime. You know, they attacked. Also, I was a member of the League of the South, as you well know. They lawfared us to death. They got rid of our organization. There may not be enough time. This may not be the proper show, and you may not have enough background. How the difference in the way they came after the League of the South, the Aryan Nations, other groups, and the way they come after the Return of the Land. I would think the Return of the Land seems like they're not nearly as, for lack of a better word, militant, militaristic, et cetera.
Well, every organizations are going to have their agenda. And so I always tell people, you know, what one group does doesn't mean the other group has to do the same thing. And the Return of the Land, no, their focus obviously is trying to gather people and go back, you know, to the land as the title is, you know, and that's what they're focused on. Other organizations more focus on maybe being more political activists and stuff like that. There's not a right or wrong if one group's doing one something different. Every group has to do what they believe is their best interest. And so I always just can tell people that if you're doing stuff that's legal, it helps you to spread your message out. If people are talking violence, if they're talking about illegal stuff, then it's easier for the government to come after you. I mean, it's just we live in a corrupted system, and if you're doing something illegal or attempt to do something illegal, they will come after you. And so the fact that Return of the Land, and they're not coming after them. They're doing what they're supposed to because they've set everything up according to the laws of Arkansas. And that house helped them out tremendously. And he's absolutely right. Attorneys are very, very expensive. That's why I got involved becoming an attorney, because I was raised in this organization of the Knights Party and what my father does with the Christian Revival Center. And I saw that how expensive attorneys were with lawfare, and so that's why I went through law school. And so, you know, Peter is very absolutely right. It is expensive when you get attorneys involved because they're doing the research, but that is very smart what they're doing because they're being proactive. And so I got to give them a lot of credibility for that.
Well, guys, we've been completely out of time for this. We got Paul Fromm coming on the second hour, but do you think, would you like to have him on for another segment? I feel like we might could use another segment. What do you think, Jason?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, Peter, you want to hang on for another segment? I don't think Paul will care.
Sure.
Okay, how about you, Tennessee Ben?
I can get one more segment.
Okay, so Lizzie, we'll keep all these people over for the first segment, and we'll call Paul in a few minutes late. But I think this is so important. We need to expand upon this. Our dear Blood River Radio family, hang on to your seats. We're expanded. We're going to the second hour, and this is going to be a long break. You've got plenty of time to get coffee, use the restroom, whatever you need, but to be back in about 4.5 minutes. Be right back, folks. Hey.